And conservative Catholic Bob, what do you want to talk about?
Hi. Howdy. I agree with you. All in favor of lowering taxes.
That's the bottom line.
I voted for against Proposition A and Proposition B. And I heard the Regional Commerce and Growth Association man who was in charge of trying to get it passed admit that it'll probably lose by a final vote of about 73% against.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was very despondent.
I can't. I find that hard to believe. I haven't seen figures yet, and believe me, if they can't pass one of these things in one of these off elections like this where it's mostly, you know, the true political hack showing up at the polls, good luck, people. This is your shot.
But secondly, I'd like to talk about the Iraqi situation.
All right.
The real key here is I'm opposed to sending troops. I think I agree with Pat Buchanan and Don Griffith, who was on earlier today. The war will go on. The Rockefeller Group, of which George Bush is a member, want to have another $100 billion war, just like they did in 1990, because that's $100 billion in the hands of the Rockefellers, who manufacture most of the weapons here in America. The Rockefeller Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, they own all the factories.
The boogeyman is out to get us.
They can kill a few thousand Americans and further bankrupt Americans and enslave us into one world government.
Now, so we will have a war. Suppose Rockefeller wasn't getting the money, would you then support a war?
No.
Okay.
Because again, the purpose.
So why do you even mention that? I mean, who cares? I mean, it just discredits your argument.
They are the group who have instigated the war. They're the group who will profit from the war, and their purpose is to enslave us into a one world government. But the key thing is here that
you really believe that
there will be a war, but it will be like 1990. A non-decisive war. It will simply be to kill Americans and to waste money, which will go in the pockets of the bankers, the Rockefeller Group. But the final solution to the Iraqi situation...
You forgot the international Zionist conspiracy.
No, the final solution will be Israel. Israel is running out of soldiers.
Okay, we're getting to it. Good.
Yeah, Israel's running out of soldiers and because they've murdered most of their babies. Their population is rapidly aging. In 15 years, they'll be too old to fight a war. But in 5 years... Syria, Iraq, and Iran will have the capacity to deliver inter-range ballistic missiles, intermediate-range ballistic missiles, with atomic warheads, chemical and nuclear warheads. And if they could launch 50 of these at one time at Israel, even Israel's most sophisticated...
Well, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. I want to know, and just really quick for you, because there's a lot of stuff here that just doesn't hold water with me. Why shouldn't the United States attack Iraq?
Because their purpose is not to defeat Iraq. Their purpose is to destroy the United States, to further bankrupt Americans, to basically disillusion us, and to drag us into a one-world government. They have no intention of defeating.
Okay, suppose I say that a better reason for this argument is because Iraq is not a threat to the United States. Therefore, why are you attacking them?
Exactly.
I think that's a better reason, right?
Iraq is a real threat to Israel.
I mean, anybody could have said, suppose we'd have fought World War II and somebody would have come on the air and said, you know, we shouldn't do this because the Rockefellers are going to get all the money. You still got to fight World War II, don't you?
Well, the Rockefellers put...
Even if the Rockefellers make money off World War II, don't we still have to fight
Adolf Hitler in power. They were the people that financed Adolf
Hitler. It's not my question.
Now, let's get back to the Israeli situation.
My question was, don't you still have to fight World War II even if the Rockefellers make... You don't?
Situation is...
You were attacked. I mean, come on.
Iraq situation is they want to deliver an atomic bomb, a chemical bomb, and a biological bomb on Israel. Israel's a tiny nation, less than 8,000 square miles. The state of Missouri is 9 times larger than the entire country of Israel. Israel's about the size of New Jersey.
I got you.
It only takes one atomic bomb to wipe out Israel.
I need to take a break here. Let me ask you a question, trivia question. Did you hear it? Do you know what Lucy Ricardo is?
No, I loved Lucy, but I don't know the answer. But in 5 years, in 5 years, the Israelis will have to attack. Their approach is the Samson approach. Simultaneously attack Syria, Iraq, Iran, and Saudi Arabia with atomic bombs, wipe them all out at one time. That's the only hope Israel has of surviving, because Israel cannot withstand even one atomic bomb. One atomic bomb will so disassociate their military that without the military umbrella that has superiority over the Arabs right now, Israel will instantly collapse. So
okie dokie, thanks a lot.
With one atomic bomb, and Israel cannot allow even one atomic bomb to land on Israel, so they've got to hit the Arabs first.
Gotcha. Okay, appreciate the call, and we're due for a break here. You can give me a call, 314-454-0400, toll free 1-877-920-WGNU. We'll be right back after these messages.